What about the hour before that?
Jack Stockwell is here with us, who is a Nooka chiropractor, one of 20 or 30 on the planet who are actually registered. Their hands are registered as weapons of
license
of health.
To heal.
License to heal. I love that. Seven after on Good Day. It's a Wednesday. It's 12-12-12. A lot of things involved in that. Jack is always here. I've invited somebody to speak with us. Who is, in her own right, a very interesting person. She's a veterinarian. She has a holistic veterinary care service that's not far from me. I met her through a friend. She's been treating Charlotte because of Charlotte's problems. Jack, you've seen Charlotte walk. You know that she gets at this age, she's getting a little hung up. We've tried chiropractic on Charlotte. We've tried acupuncture on Charlotte, and now Dr. Margot Roman, who's with us, is trying some other things. She has the first holistic health care center for animals in New England, has been open for about 10 years, and one of the things that you guys have to check out is her calendar. And we're going to send people to a website so you can see this calendar. It's a labor of love for Dr. Roman, but it's also a very interesting, very intriguing way of promoting how to help and serve animals. So, Dr. Roman, thank you for being here. Say hi to Jack Stockwell and Rich McFadden, who are both here.
Hi, Dr. Roman. Thank you. And thank you, Charlotte, for getting us connected. I got to thank her because we wouldn't have gotten connected without Charlotte.
That's very true. Charlotte is the reason for a lot of things in my life, and they're all good, frankly. So you,
Well, give her a kiss for me.
I will. Well, you can kiss her in a couple of weeks yourself. In the meantime, Margot has, as a person who's dealing in a world of tradition, like you are, Jack. The reason I wanted the two of you to be together is because you both deal irregularly in a field that is run by traditionalists, people who want to protect their turf, people who don't want to go outside the box, people who would happily put you out of business if they could, Jack, and they would put Margot out of business if they could as well. But she still offers things that in terms of, I guess, integrative care is a word that's used, isn't it, Margot?
Yeah, in the veterinary profession, it was always start out as holistic, and then they did complementary and alternative, but now really it's the term integrative because you want to have the access to information and know about what other people are, you know, in the conventional thought, but you also want to use all the other tools in your toolbox that give you an opportunity to help an animal shift its vital force or shift its energy and actually heal. And that's where, you know, the integrative piece is such a big part.
All right, so what would be the corresponding philosophy with humans, Jack, on the same scale?
Well, it's, you know, for a long time, up until maybe the last half dozen years, it's been an either-or. You know, kind of, I'm going to go this pathway towards something natural, or I'm going to go this pathway towards drugs and surgery. And as she's saying, those two pathways are kind of recognizing the fact that it's not an either-or, it's a community. That's where the integrative term comes from, that it's not all drugs for everything and drugs for anything anymore. There are times when drugs are necessary. There are times when just nutritional changes can do everything that you're looking for.
All right, so in terms of using this, give us an idea, Margot. We're talking to Margot Roman, who's a veterinarian, along with Jack Stockwell, who is a conventional, well, he's not really conventional, he's a conventional Nooka artist, if you will, a chiropractor that deals with just your neck. Margot, by the way, have you ever heard of a Nooka chiropractor before?
Well, you mentioned it to me, and I was like, I was intrigued, and so I actually would love to chat with him about that, because your neck and your, it's where all your, the beginning of all the nerves coming from your body. I mean, the brain and the brainstem, obviously,
yes,
you know, part of that. But the neck is also where it's all coming down from the beginning. And if that's out of alignment, then the rest of it can't be doing a good job.
So, how could you do it? Dogs don't really have necks per se.
Oh,
how
sure
could you
they do. Yes.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Have cervical vertebrae, and you know, I do chiropractic as well. But I've taken the chiropractic course, but I work with two chiropractors that use an amazing technique of applied kinesiology with 2 pounds of pressure with an activator. And just that subtle changes that they can get in the neck and in the pelvis to set the whole spine into motion is amazing to me. So if you can do it with the smallest amount of stuff, that's the way to get things to move, is just the most gentle way to make the whole body change instead of trying to force it to do something. So, you know, if the body can do it with a little nudge, why not?
Yeah, and the thing about dogs, because someone will occasionally bring me a crippled dog, and I just focus on the Atlas, which is a lot larger in a dog than it is a human, incidentally. And dogs aren't playing any games. You know, they don't have any axes to grind. They're not trying to stand up and preach a particular cause that sometimes will subconsciously or subliminally take away from or detract from a treatment protocol inside the office with a human being. And so dogs just respond almost instantaneously to the correct resettment of the Atlas in its correct position underneath the skull.
When you're working with a dog in a chiropractic way, as with humans, I mean, I hear the adjustment. You hear the snap, crackle, pop, and you feel it immediately. You're like, oh, that feels better. Do you get that kind of adjustment with an animal?
Well, that's true. They have a central nervous system that functions just like ours does. And the last two dogs that I've seen over the last 30 days, this is not for public knowledge because I'm not a licensed veterinarian.
Then you better not say it on the radio.
But these two dogs are going to be put down, and their hind legs were crossed. And they were parents, that were just weeping over the condition of their dog, because if I couldn't do anything, they were going to take them to have them put down. And within a few seconds after working on the Atlas, they were back up, running around the room, tails wagging, jumping up and down, to the amazement of my human patients that were present in the room.
And they
look at it and they think, a dog? You can do this to a dog? Yes, you can do this to anything that has a vertebral column and a central nervous system.
Well, and that's a point of, you know, when you're trained as a conventional veterinarian, you are not given any of this information in veterinary school. You don't have a clue that a chiropractic adjustment might bring an animal out of pain, might make their neurological system work more efficiently and correctly. You're just never told that. So if you have an animal that's in that condition, you give the owner the main option of, let's put the dog down. There's nothing we can do. We've tried pain meds. They don't work. So let's put the dog down. And that's a lot of the clients that I get in my practice that have been to conventional doctors and have gotten to the point where they just feel like there's no other way. And whether it be cancer or whether it be, you know, orthopedic situations, they basically feel they have no other option.
Doctor, right along with what you just said there, interestingly enough, I take care of several MDs as patients as well, and they tell me exactly what you just said. Even in medical school, there isn't even a hint of in their education of what you just said about the relationship between the function of the spine, the nervous system, and the presence of health. There's not even a hint of it in med school.
Yeah, and so many have been prejudiced from other people and have said, you know, I don't believe in chiropractic, or homeopathy is a joke, or acupuncture is like voodoo. And they have these preconceptions in their brain when they go to school. And if they could very well get an introductory class in it that was open-minded and gave them some small little keynotes about when you might be able to use these things and set some examples, I think it would at least start them out without this closed mind that when they've given up for everything, that they can't even sort of open another section of mind and say, you know what, maybe somebody who can do chiropractic might help your animal. Maybe somebody who can do acupuncture or herbs or any of these other modalities that I do might give your animal some more time.
Absolutely.
And quality of time.
Dr. Margo Roman is here with us, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell. We're talking about integrative health as it's practiced on your pet as well as on your body. I want her to explain what the website drshowmore.org is all about. There's a film project she's working on and a calendar. We'll talk about that in a moment here in Good Day.
This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals, like the EPA-estimated 42 MPG Highway Cruise Eco, or more seating in the roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So hurry in for great deals during Chevy's calendar year-end event.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
At 95 years young, Nola Hosh became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
All right, we have a conversation going with Margot Roman, a doctor of veterinary medicine, holistic veterinary care, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com. DrShowmore.org. You are spend a minute talking about this film that you're working on, and then these calendars that you're offering for people. They're pretty amazing. I've got one, and they are very cool, actually.
The whole concept was because of frustration, like I was talking to Dr. Stockwell, is that how do we get people to be empowered to understand that they have options and choices, and how do you get them to read something or watch something that will entertain them enough that they will start to set in their mind in motion and say, well, you know, maybe I should try acupuncture, maybe I should do herbs, maybe I should do chiropractic. So I was in a situation where university condemned my horse to death, and we did acupuncture, ozone, all these other things. And 2.5 years after they said he was dead, he was still jumping in horse shows. Mm-hmm. So it was very frustrating, and I had a client who had a similar kind of thing where she had taken her dog to two doctors. They said there's nothing they could do for the dog, and it was 13 years old. It couldn't walk. It had tumors in his abdomen, and they said it's time to put Mausha to sleep. And she found me, and 3.5 years later, we put him to sleep. And between the two of us, we were extremely frustrated with what was offered through the conventional thought. And we needed to give people some ideas and some tools that they could stand up and say, you know, why can't I do this? So we went on this mission of filming veterinarians around the world. We filmed already about 800 hours of footage, about 175 vets. And
all right, hold that thought for a moment. We're going to continue with Dr. Roman and Dr. Stockwell for a few more minutes so you can learn more about the insights they have regarding care for you and your pets.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel. General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta off today, but we have two very interesting folks. Jack, many of you know Jack Stockwell, who spends a good deal of time on the air with us talking about alternatives. He's a Nuka chiropractor. And then we have Dr. Margot Roman, who practices holistic veterinary care at her Main Street Animal Services facility here in Massachusetts, in Hopkinton, Massachusetts. She's been treating Charlotte recently in a way that I've never seen before. And when I describe it to conventional vets, they roll their eyeballs. But then they expect nothing less from me and, I guess, from you. Well, they all know who you are, Margot. Well, every person I talk to all know who you are and what you do.
Well, you know, it's part of it is when you have animals that come to you and they're and people say there's nothing you can do and there's nothing more to do, and then you get quality of life afterwards, and not every case, but it's always worth a try, you know, and those that have an animal that are going through this experience and then pass have gleaned a lot of new information on how they approach their own health and how they will approach the health of their new dog or cat that comes into their life. So it's part of an educational mission to try to bring people to another level of awareness of their own health. And some people get it, and they really embrace it, and other people just don't get it. And those, it's sad, you know, they don't get it.
Well, it is what it is. All right, so Dr. Dumore, you were explaining the film.
Dr. Dumore. So we started filming, and we have a piece that is on, actually the piece is on my clinic website right now. It had its own website. We're redoing the website. But if they go to MashVet, MashVet.com, they can watch the 34-minute new version of Dr. Dumore instead of Dr. Doolittle. So we took that, and that's the first year we put it out in 2007 with a shorter version. We got 3 million hits on it, which was amazing.
That's cool.
And so what we tried to do is to raise some funds to do some, to pay for another editor, to make a documentary series, which is our goal. And to do that, we produced a calendar in 2011, which was called Dr. Showmore, because we did it like the Calendar Girl movie, where we did it very, very discreetly. You do not see anyone's body parts, but you can't see where their clothes end and the tree is, or wherever, you know, they're posed. So it's a clever idea that was used, you know, by a movie similar to the movie with Helen Mirren in 2003, where a group of British women, you know, did the calendar to raise awareness for cancer. We're trying to raise money for scholarships for students so they can learn this, as well as for our documentary and other educational aspects of our project.
So the calendar is available at the
drshowmore.org. And the new one is on green sustainable medicine.
Now,
how can we do things that are environmentally conscientious, effective and as well as do a wonderful job for our animals.
We have about a minute left here. Jack, you'll appreciate this because under Dr. Roman's philosophy, which is the same as yours, the big pharma folks are controlling medicine for humans and medicine for dogs. And they're the ones that control Tufts, for example, is a local Angel Memorial is connected, Tufts University here. You went there. You were on the faculty. You knew what they were doing. Margo, right?
Well, you know, they need to find their funding from someplace. And
yep.
So, but they should be open-minded to all these other ways of helping because the bottom line is they're there to do the best job that they can do for the animal. And that's the bottom line for any of us is to see what we can do to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you only look at one option, you only know one option and not any other option.
Yeah, and another problem, well, I do agree with her to a large degree. The funding has to come from somewhere. But when you dance with the devil, sometimes the devil's the only one on the floor. And they're going to tell you, yes, we have this money for you, and you're going to follow our protocol and our program, or there will be no money at all. We don't want to share this with anybody else.
Well,
there's the political end of it.
Yes, I totally agree with you on that because it's, you know, I can send them thousands and thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars of referrals. And, you know, but they are really more allegiant to the big pharma.
That's
and
right.
The dog food companies because, you know, that's a reliable, you know, funding to their nutrition department, funding for their different parts of their school. And so, but the bottom line is what's the best for the animal? That should be what's the best for the human? You know, what is the best? And to say only one way works because you're getting funding from one is denying care.
Right.
Well, the
all
big
right.
far, what's best for the big corporation is the bottom line, yeah. not what's best for the human or the animal.
All right, so drshowmore.org, mashvet.com, and jockstockworld.com. Those are the three websites to check out for all kinds of, I mean, I can't do justice to this in this much time, but I can certainly intrigue you enough so you can check it out on your own. Margo Roman from Main Street Animal Services in Hopkinton, Mass., with ideas on how to prolong the life of your precious pet. And that's what she's done. That's what she continues to do. And she wants some support to do these films. So you might want to check out the calendars at drshowmore.org. Thanks to both of you for being here on Good Day.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Buying and Selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving me space, especially when the work starts.
Oh, why don't you turn it off?
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All new Buying and Selling, tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Christmas Without You. Our Christmas star of the day today is Lou Anne Hunt, giving voice here at long last to a long lost Patsy Cline Christmas song. Actually, I think Patsy wrote this but never got to record that. Am I right about that, Lou Anne? She wrote it but didn't ever record it?
Actually, she had asked Giles Beam and the partnership of Giles Beam to write the song for her. They had written five of her other songs, and she really wanted to give her fans a Christmas song. So anyway, her label after that wrote the song, and they loved the song, but they didn't want a Christmas lyric to it, so they changed it to How Can I Face Tomorrow.
Oh. All right, so it's the same music, just different lyric line, and now you've recorded it. You recorded this actually last year, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Actually, in 2008, I recorded it.
2008. All right. So this has done well, though, here in America. I must confess, know how Christmas music is handled on a lot of the popular country music stations. I got to believe that a lot of the artists that are present and past have recorded Christmas albums, and that has to be sprinkled in with the rest of the country music. Am I right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So this song would make it big in that circumstance, but I can't imagine that it might not be popular if you were to play it on a mainstream music station as well. Not that country isn't mainstream, but I'm talking about sort of what they call adult contemporary. You get lost sometimes in the soliloquy of symbols that the music industry has. So in this circumstance, you're considered, though, a country artist, are you not?
Country and folk, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting combination, putting those together. So this song, Christmas Without You, number one on the European Country Music Association charts there. You're big in France and Denmark and Austria. And it was the second most played song in Europe during the month of December last year.
So you're following the career path of Jimi Hendrix then.
Yeah.
Go to Europe, get huge, and then come back here and be just monster huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they're so receptive to new people over there, you know, even if you're not on a major label. So that's really a great thing.
Is it because the radio stations will play something that wasn't handed to them by the record companies?
I think so. It just seems to me that the DJs have a lot more say in what goes on.
Yeah, the DJs here have no, it's all corporate decisions, corporate management.
They don't have any say in what they say.
No, they don't have any say, right. They don't have any say. You can't say it, play it. Yeah, you can't do any of that stuff with the radio here. So, what's your background sort of? I guess I'm curious where you came from and how you have been as successful as you have been elsewhere, but not here.
Well, I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania outside of Philadelphia called Conshohocken.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always wanted to do something in music as a kid. But, you know, back in that time, I grew up in the 60s, you know, if you said you wanted to be in show business or whatever, it was kind of poo-pooed, you know. So I didn't really start following this musical path till I was well into my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I started taking singing lessons, and then after that I would go out and sing at retirement homes and county fairs, you know, wherever I could get a chance. And then back in the early 90s, my husband actually started writing songs just out of the blue, and they were pretty good, so we started recording some of the stuff that he wrote, and it was just amazing because it opened a lot of doors after we started having our own original music.
And that's in Europe, though, not here.
No, that was here.
Oh,
that was
it?
Here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we're focused more on Christmas, Luann Hunt, if you're just joining us, is our Christmas star of the day here on Good Day. Her website is Luann, LuannHunt.com. Here is an excerpt. We got two or three different things, I think, from Luann's Christmas album called How Christmas Feels to Me, and Away in the Manger is one of those, Richie, is it not?
Rotation on the
over
Christmas
and over
stations.
And over, yeah, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Different takes,
yep.
Different sounds,
yeah,
and even different music, different songs.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm happy to have her here with us on Good Day. We have a couple of other tunes from this album, How Christmas Feels to Me, which again you can check out at luannhunt.com. Christmas Without You is how we get started. This is Away in a Manger. And we'll regale you with a couple of more tunes in just a moment here as we continue focusing on Christmas music until Christmas Day, at least once a day here on Good Day.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Okay. Why don't you turn it off?
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
This holiday, get the floors you want by giving the tools they need at Lumber Liquidators. Get big coupon savings, including 20% off all Dream Home laminates, 10% off engineered enhanced scraped hardwood, and 5% off solid hardwood. Plus, save up to 85% on flooring tools and accessories. Better yet, get special extended financing and save on even more unheard-of deals only at your local store. Hurry, sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find the store near you.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Palm trees, mistletoe, this year's Santa may not show.
Oh no!
Father Rudy, Christmas Rudy, wants a break.
So here's a good story. We're having a chat with Lou Ann Hutt, our Christmas star of the day. The music that you hear usually a couple of weeks before Christmas has become our tradition to bring in some of the artists that specifically are focused in their career on Christmas and or have great success with Christmas music. Here is Lou Ann Hutt with a new song called Rudy's Winter Break. You made this with the Royal Guardsmen, is that right?
Yes, yes.
That is Snoopy versus the Red Baron Royal Guardsman and Snoopy's
yes,
Christmas.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this was, how'd this come to be?
I've been working with the Royal Guardsman for the last couple of years as their manager and producer.
Really?
Yeah, so anyway, we decided to go ahead and do something together this year. It was so much fun. We just had a blast.
So the voices are, I'm trying to remember what I remembered about the Royal Guardsmen, but I don't remember because I've confused them with some other people that have the using lots of different electronics. These are real singers, right?
Yes, for sure.
This is Kate. You don't remember who the Royal Guardsmen are. Here they are.
Yes, here they are.
So you're managing them now. That's pretty
yes.
cool. Yeah. A lot of people do. This is what happens. A lot of record producers, people who become involved in the business one way or another, change their hats, but they stay in the business. And sometimes people can pull off being involved in one or more aspects of it, and that's what you've done. So anyway, this Christmas album has been around for how long that you have? How Christmas Feels to Me?
Since 2008.
Mm-hmm. And do you add new things to it each year, or is it out standard now as it was first produced?
It's the same as it was in 2008. And then usually I've been doing, every year I try to do a new Christmas song, put out a single at least.
And that's what we have here. Bless You, Dear Charles. Deck the Halls is a tribute that you wrote to Charles Dickens.
Yes, that's part of How Christmas Feels to Me.
Yeah, this is right. This sounds very intriguing as well. We all know about Charles Dickens and his story.
About Christmas music is it's the only songs where you get to use the word twas.
Twas, the night before Christmas.
That's
like
right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, is there a more important story other than the Dickens story at Christmas?
No. And nobody's written about it yet. This is,
So, Luann, within this Christmas genre of music that musicians, you know, every now and then dip their pen into and try to write a song, all you need is one to catch on and to be a Christmas classic for the next 100 years. And boom, it's lights out. It's all over. You're set for life. I mean, you get a lot of these mainstream big you know, like U2 and Bruce Springsteen. They do that one song, and that one song every year comes back and pays royalties to them. That's got to be the end goal for a lot of the people that we're talking to over the next couple of weeks, where they'll, you know, they're musicians by day and all night, but then Christmas time, they it's kind of fun. You write a Christmas song and then hope that that one song just clicks and goes somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that would be ideal. And when I made that album, I had that in mind, you know, that I wanted to create music that could potentially be classic.
Right. Because it's not like, Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf, where, you know, okay, it just fades out over the years, and it's still there and everything. Every single Christmas, these songs come back, and every single Christmas, they're cashing checks.
Yeah, that
yeah,
and,
it's great.
That and love is all you need at Christmas time. Luann, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for visiting with us. Again, if you go to luannhunt.com, you can find out more about the things that are in How Christmas Feels to Me, her Christmas album. Luann Hunt, our Christmas star of the day here on Good Day.
What if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll free, 800-289-2646.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
All right, now we have 49 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks, who's been the most difficult to get a Christmas present for so far? A, my parents. B, my spouse. C, one or more of my children. D, other relatives. E, a friend. F, a coworker. G, somebody else. And H, I haven't done any Christmas shopping yet. That's on the heel of the poll yesterday. How many Christmas cards did you send this year? 26% of you said you haven't sent one yet.
Ooh.
27% of you said you're not sending any. 17% said between 25 and 50. 13% said between 10 and 25. 8% said over 50. 6% less than 10. 3% said I'm emailing all my Christmas cards this year. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? When you get down looking at the numbers. Most of the polls that we're doing between now and Christmas are about Christmas and the feeling that we're trying to create. It may take until maybe getting into next week to really get the feeling, but I think it's getting closer. I feel that we are getting a little bit closer, and that's appropriate. It's 12 on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To Christmas movie, maybe since 2003. This was big. It was a wonderful. It is a wonderful. I want to watch this with the Meredith. She's never really seen it all the way through. This is such a great, great, great movie. Bill Nye is an aging sort of rock star. And I think this is him. Isn't this him singing this song?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Let me see.
He plays a goofy sort of character in this movie.
I'll tell you another footnote about that movie. The actor Andrew Lincoln, who's the star of AMC's wildly successful TV show The Walking Dead,
yeah,
was in this movie. He was the guy who had the crush on Keira Knightley.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But isn't Bill Nye one of the big stars in England, one of Britain's biggest movie stars?
I believe so. I mean, he's a good supporting actor in a lot of American movies, and he's very good.
Yeah, he is excellent. Yeah.
I just want to point out for movie fans, let me see if you can guess. 40 years ago today, Doug, the greatest movie ever made was released. Do you know to us?
40.
Side Adventure.
No, it got to be some horrible scratcher.
Towering Inferno.
No, Rich is right. It was the Poseidon Adventure, December 12th, 1972.
All right, so you go back to 19...
My life has changed forever.
That was. He loves this movie. All right, so here's some films that opened in U.S. theaters on this day in 1997. Amistad. Remember that Morgan Freeman?
Anthony Hopkins. Yep.
Right. Richard Poirier, Tim Allen, Kirstie Alley. You remember that one?
I believe they played two people hiding from the police and camouflaged themselves as Amish people in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Home Alone 3. Good God. Okay.
Macaulay Culkin was already addicted to heroin by then.
You know, for anybody that's interested, the cinema chain tonight is doing a one-night revival of the original Home Alone.
Really?
Yeah,
all right, that'll be
a Christmas classic.
If you have small kids who've never seen it, I think it's a classic.
Doug, the first Home Alone and even the second one.
Even the second one, stuff, man. Really
violence,
good.
Crazy,
the violence,
guys in the head with paint cans,
silly crooks in a face with a paint can.
All right. I don't agree, but it's
Laurel and Hardy violence.
At their own taste. At any rate, time for our Christmas movie contest of the day. We've selected a movie that was number one during the Christmas season. 1996 is the year. So see if you can put the pieces together, identify the movie for $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, facial things, nice, wonderful stocking stuffer items for a person who's special to you, if you can identify this movie.
On TV advertisement, and then they sit there and use subliminal messages to suck the children's minds out. And I know what I'm talking about because I went to junior college for a semester and I studied psychology, so I'm right in there. I know what's going on.
Right. I don't know it, but I think I have a guess.
800-510-8255. Chuck, you got a guess?
Another clue. No, I don't.
Next clue, Richie.
Put that cookie down.
Yeah.
Now!
That was right.
All right.
Yeah.
That's an unmistakable voice.
This movie it looked so bad, I never went to see it. But yeah.
But it did well in 1996. Okay, last clip.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
All right. You got it, Chucker?
I think I got it, yeah.
Who doesn't have it now?
Yeah, come on.
800-510-8255. That voice is recognizable. All right, well, people are figuring this out. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag?
Okay, Doug, 20th Century Fox is given a March 6, 2015 release date for its reboot of the superhero franchise, The Fantastic Four, although expect a much more serious version than the first two movies in this franchise, which once starred Jessica Alba. Other news, Paramount will re-release its Tom Cruise movie Top Gun in the 3D IMAX format this February. Sequel possibilities still floating around, although with the suicide death of director Tony Scott. That certainly has been derailed. And one bit of TV news, Doug, TNT's Dallas reboot will honor the death of Larry Hagman with the funeral of J.R. Ewing in its eighth episode, bringing back a lot of the cast members from the original series that have not appeared in the reboot, including Ted Shackelford, who played Gary Ewing.
So all of the old characters are coming back. Somehow he dies. They've written that into the script, and they're going to bring them all back. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. Let's see here. Kathy is in Montvale, New Jersey. Kathy, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing great today.
That's good. Nice to hear from you. What's the name of the movie?
Jingle All the Way.
Yep. Arnold Schwarzenegger in Jingle All the Way, number one Christmas movie in 96. You get all the prizes.
That was a terrible movie.
That was a terrible movie. Yes, thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.